This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the culmination of spooky season. Happy Halloween. And we have a couple leads left, and then we will get to They Said It. And it is a Bruins Thursday, and Mike Milbury will join us at 9. But Wiggy's dressed as Art the Clown, who I didn't know about because I'm not familiar with the Terrifier movie franchise.
That is correct.
But there are three of them.
Yes.
And you love the movies.
Yeah, they're like a cult classic for the, you know, the younger kids nowadays. The gore is next level.
Okay.
The plot is as dumb as it comes. It's like I said, it's like our version when we were younger of the Toxic Avenger.
Okay.
That type of movie. And
Rich and I argue about this all the time. I'm not a horror film genre person.
No, you're not.
I just, it does nothing for me.
Yeah.
So.
I'm a good, like, Rich, I love a good horror movie.
Greg's right.
Like you, Ken. Yeah, Curtis is dressed as Ken.
Hi.
Courtney is the witch from Wicked.
Elphaba.
And Chaim is There's Something Up in the Ocean.
Yeah.
I feel like you should play that drop every time we talk about it, Chaim.
I wish there was something up with the rejoins.
That's an excellent, excellent costume.
Something is up in the ocean right now.
It is. All right, your lead, Wiggy.
All right, good morning. Maybe Art the Clown will come back to us at some point in time in the show. Don't really know, but let me jump into my lead really quick. And this is pretty cool. For like the great song by Tribe Called Quest, I Left My Wallet in El Segundo. That's where the young Bronny James hopefully will be headed the beginning of November to the G League. He scored his first bucket against the Cleveland Cavaliers last night. Mm-hmm. The experiment has been good while it lasted, but it's now time to get that young brother down to the G League and let him start to really, you know, earn his stripes, because he didn't really play that much in college. So to kind of see like if he could swim in the NBA, if he could really, really make it and, you know, go down there, build your game up rather than just sit at the end of the bench and hold it down.
You're okay with this? Isn't this whole entire thing making a mockery of the National Basketball Association?
No, because
like a dude wanted to play with his son.
Yeah.
So he could be have an additional footnote historically to his career. And now they got it's done. They forced him. They figured a way to force the ball to him to get him. And he was able to get the actual basketball in the basket.
Yeah.
And so now he goes back where he should have been the whole entire time.
Well, I mean, he was getting your minutes at that point. Like, when he scored.
He was getting double zero minutes.
Yeah, so.
But again, you're okay with it.
Yeah, I think it happens in a lot of sports.
A lot of people say, oh, I'm fine with it. I think it's cute.
Yeah, it's good while it
lasts. I don't know a dad that wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's good. Well,
I understand dads would want to do that, but the dads are not playing in the National Basketball Association.
Well, I guess what? That's on those dads who are not good enough to be where LeBron is.
Okay,
so it was good while it lasted, and I think LeBron would probably say it's best if he goes down to the G League rather than just sit on the end of the bench. Go down there, hone your skills, because if you ultimately want to be somebody that plays in the NBA, maybe that's the route that you have to take to become a guy who, you know, gets some, you know, solid minutes or a contributor,
but nepotism exists everywhere in the NBA.
It exists.
Look at how all the teams are owned. Yeah. Like, so I don't know why you can't, like, I get it. I understand that LeBron's son is not talented enough to be where he is on his own. But just because their father's Robert Kraft, all the Kraft kids have what it takes to own an NFL team, but nobody questions that.
Yeah.
And what's a more important role on a basketball team? 10th on the bench, sorry, Greg, or owner?
Right. I mean, even with the Bucks.
Jeannie Buss. Like, we love Jeannie Buss. She seems like she does a great job. Fred DeWick. makes tequila, like, seems like a very successful businesswoman.
But she got that because of her dad, Jerry.
Yeah, right. When you get that, say, even the Bucks with Giannis. Giannis's brother, I don't even know which one it is. All he does is sit at the end of the bench and become a cheerleader. But you could do that when your brother's Giannis.
Okay.
You know, when you have that
juice. How far are you willing to go with it? Like, let's say that Mrs. James was interested in playing in the NBA. Would that be okay?
She'd have to have some type of talent.
If
she had a little bit of talent.
If he wanted to throw his wife in there for a couple games?
I mean, that wouldn't be a bad option.
Would that be okay with you?
Have you seen Savannah?
Okay. That would be okay with you.
Yeah,
all right,
it wouldn't be bad. But it was good while it lasted.
Okay. All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
You got it.
This is shocking to me. Apparently, National Sandwich Day is Sunday. And America has spoken. 2,000 Americans voted their favorite sandwich. And we were talking about sandwiches last week, so I thought this was good as a follow-up.
Perfect.
Any guesses?
Their favorite sandwich.
Like a chicken cutlet?
So cheese. You would say chicken sandwich?
I would say grilled cheese. Did you say grilled cheese, Sean?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Curtis?
Favorite, so what the most popular sandwich is?
Yes, the most popular sandwich of all time.
I'm going to go just basic, like ham and cheese.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, good one.
It's a good one.
Okay, I got to tell you something. The pulse of America, it has two hands on it, and one is Shimes and one is Wiggy.
Bang.
Grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. This was shocking to me. Grilled cheese is the number one most popular sandwich in the United States of America. Now, you brought up the chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
That is number two. That has risen in popularity, obviously, because everybody loves a good chicken sando.
Yeah.
You brought up PB&J all the way down to number seven now.
Wow.
Hated by America, believe it or not.
Where's the BLT? Is that still a
Not even in the top ten. Turkey.
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
Turkey is number three.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis, you brought up ham and cheese. That's number four. Very popular.
Curtis, wrong again.
It should be the ham and Swiss, I think. You always have Swiss cheese with a ham sandwich.
Oh, I'm not a Swiss guy.
Really?
No. I don't know what it is. I'd be cheddar.
Grilled cheese kind of makes sense because you can kind of eat it whenever, and you can add so much to it. You can make it as basic as possible. Mm-hmm. But, like, have you ever been to Roxy's? Like Roxy's grilled cheese.
They have a food truck.
Yes. But they have a storefront very close to here, mm-hmm. actually. And their grilled cheese, I mean, they run the gamut when it comes to ways in which they do a grilled cheese.
Well, you got to understand what this survey is. It's sandwiches. Remember, there's multiple.
You got to say. Yeah, great point.
There's a different category.
Art the Clown is all over it.
Well, no, there's a different category. Like, when you think sandwich, that's what I think. But when I think real sandwich, I think of a sub.
Oh, you're saying there's sandwiches and then there's subs. Real sandwich.
Yes.
Because people get turkey subs, people get ham subs, people get tuna subs.
This is peak Wiggy taking an idea from Greg, correcting it, and reestablishing
it. But
number eight on the list is the meatball sub.
See, it's in the wrong category.
That's true. Wiggy's right. Like, if I have an option of a grilled cheese or a meatball sub, who's choosing a grilled cheese?
Right.
Me.
Apparently America.
That's
what was shocking to me.
You know why, Greg? You understand. The sub is a really Northeast localized thing. Whether it's an Italian sub, a chicken palm, meatball, steak and cheese, it is a Northeast thing. So when you think of sandwiches in California, they're not used to subs, so they would go with grilled cheese, or down south they'd go with grilled cheese.
I think the grilled cheese sandwich is so popular because you almost always have the ingredients for it. Like, you always have bread and you always have cheese.
Good point.
I don't think you always have fresh turkey. I don't think you always have fresh ham.
Right.
I don't think you always have tuna fish.
But Curtis is right. That's a homemade thing. If you said, ooh, I feel like a sandwich, somebody's going to a sub shop. I'd rather a chicken palm over a grilled cheese any day of the
1,000%
week. Or a steak and cheese sub over a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
You know, who the hell is going out and buying a grilled cheese sandwich?
But this isn't necessarily going out and buying it, Wiggy. You just make it at home.
Right, but saying something's popular because you always have the ingredients are two separate things.
Right.
What would you choose to have?
What's more easily accessible, grilled cheese or a steak and cheese?
Yeah, but I grew up on, like, we used to have cold cut sandwiches all the time. Subs, we always had Spuckies laying around, so we always had cold cuts.
That's why turkey is like number two.
We always had cold cuts in the house, you know.
But would you pick a grilled cheese or like a deli sandwich?
I would pick a deli sandwich all day long.
Yeah, see, nope.
The average American eats 6 sandwiches a week, or just over 300 a year.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you can believe that.
Do you go over or under?
Probably the over on that, I would say. All right. What?
No, I was just going to say, it doesn't, like, Shime's logic is stupid because right. he's saying what? Stuff laying around the house. And what's the number two sandwich on that list?
The chicken sandwich. When, you don't have chicken.
Yeah, chicken's not always just laying around the house. Right.
I always have chicken in my house.
But you have to thaw it. It's not
right.
very
it's
easy.
It's not like it's just, you know, it's not like salami in the right. refrigerator. It's not. Right. So it's just like, I think that number two was like.
You can also get deli chicken, by the way. That's a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't think
there's multiple forms.
Right. But I don't think they, when they said the number two sandwich, I think they meant like a Chick-fil-A chicken
right.
sandwich.
Oh, my God. I want a grilled cheese so bad right now. It's like that is I'm craving.
You're craving it.
DoorDash it from your spot.
You need tomato soup to dip it in.
Yes,
it's that season.
I don't think Roxy's is open right now.
Yeah.
By the way, Wiggy, you're spot on. According to a lot of texters, that the BLT belongs in America's top 10.
I'm surprised it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, that's.
I think PB&J moved down because of the allergy thing.
Yeah, probably.
That's probably why.
Can I just read the Alston from Roxy's? Grilled cheese with herbed goat cheese, fig jam, caramelized onion, and arugula. That one hits different.
That is the bougiest sandwich I've ever
But it's a grilled cheese.
Can you read that one more time?
It is a herbed goat cheese,
fig jam,
caramelized onions, and arugula.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Keep your fig jams at home.
Yeah. Oh, that is.
See, I don't know. Like, is the grilled cheese one of those things where you can mess it up like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, having all this stuff on it.
Yeah, like this other one, hot honey bacon, grilled cheese with applewood smoked bacon and Mike's hot honey.
Now that I'm in on.
All right, that I could be in on too.
Yeah, so.
I don't know about the first one.
Also, when did everybody start putting hot honey on every single
thing? It's so good, Greg.
It's just honey.
I love it on pizza.
No, it's not. It's got a nice spice to it.
Yeah. People ruin a pepperoni pizza by putting
hot honey pepperoni is dynamite.
Oh,
how dare
come
you?
On. I'm with Greg. Good point.
Thank you, Ken. You and I seem to agree about a lot of things, Ken Laird.
Well, you know.
I really appreciate it.
When you know, you know.
All right. Let's get to this.
Thank you.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Where do you want to start, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's start with Coach Joe Mazzulla. The Celtics lost last night in overtime. They fought back. They came close, but unfortunately fell in overtime to the Indiana Pacers. Joe Mazzulla talked about how they were basically just kind of a step behind most of the game and what he saw there down the stretch.
I think for most of the game, we were half a step behind. They got us, but we picked it up. But some of them were unlucky. I mean, I know Sam had a couple of them, but for the most part, they just beat us. They beat us to them tonight. It was stayed between, like, 18 and 15, and I kept thinking about the Sixers game last year at the Sixers when we had the exact same situation where we missed a need at the end of regulation, and I was just like, you know, we got this. And so I think it just shows the character of the guys that I knew whoever we put out there, we had a chance to win, and we kept it there. We chipped away, and some guys made big-time plays. Nemi, Derek, Payton, Jalen, Jason, everybody just made big-time plays.
I mean, it did seem like the Pacers wanted it more, but I understand that. They've been waiting since the end of the season, the unfortunate end of the season for them for that game. So
yeah, but like what? So that's like their championship. I look at it's one game. The Celtics still, in my opinion, hands down, are the best team. It's really,
I love the fact that theoretically they can get back into a game anytime they want to get back into a game. Like that run. that 14-2 run that they had at the end of that game, end of regulation, was awesome.
Right, so like, for us as fans, haven't we, like, got past the point, especially baseball, hockey, and basketball, where it's like, all right, the regular season kind of really means nothing. Just get to the postseason.
But with this team, we were talking about
undefeated.
Yeah, but going on a 22-23 game run or whatever, and I don't think the expectation was that you would lose one in the first five games of the season. So,
well, no, but I think if you now rattle off 10 wins, that loss, this loss, we look back on,
doesn't matter.
You know, 3 weeks from now, like, yeah, whatever.
I don't think these players, I don't think Joe Mazzulla looks at this loss and thinks about it for another second.
No.
No.
Like, this is going, they are going to wake up today and forget that ever happened and probably proud of themselves that even though they sucked in the beginning, they were able to kick it up and get it to overtime. They probably regret how they started off this one, but they are not going to give it a second thought.
No, watch.
At some point, did I miss Rick Carlisle sharing a new pronunciation of his name with the broadcasters?
No, is it not Rick Carlisle?
It was Rick Carlisle last night. Overall, Rick Carlisle.
Carlisle. I mean,
why is everybody from Ushe? Like, what is this new thing?
Bill Belichick calling him Boutte.
Right.
Boutte. It's his last name.
No,
Booty.
It's Booty.
Oh, it's Booty.
He says it's
He clarified
booty.
It, yeah.
He clarified yesterday that it's Booty.
It's Booty.
It's
he did
booty.
It when he was coming out of college. He was okay. Like, it's Booty, it's not Booty, yeah. It's okay. Nothing else.
Maybe that's the New Orleans draw, Booty.
So, all right, you want to take a break and get to the rest of it?
Sure.
Okay, so we'll get to the rest of They Said It next on a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury coming up at 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.